you so much. I always dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of these.
I've heard from so many people that the fact that Joe Wilson is from South Carolina, he was part of the Sons of the Confederacy.
Big break, 1015. Are you confident that you have PID?
Somehow, we could bring the taxpayers of America to the Senate floor.
Things are bad. Things are bad.
This is not funny.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the only radio show anywhere on the dial at any time of the day or the night. A, that knows what it's talking about. B, where you're going to get the straight thing. C, frankly, more intelligent than most of the shows you're listening to. And D, did I mention truth is our bitch? Thank you. Welcome to the program here. And I'm very, very grateful to be with you. I'm very, very grateful not to have swine flu. I got flued, but I didn't get swined. And thank God I've got health insurance. Thank God it's great insurance. Thank God for SAG-AFTRA, all the unions that I joined and that I am barely hanging on to my membership in. I'm kidding. No, it's, you know, I basically work on the radio, but because of my unions, I do have great health insurance. And thank goodness that no members of the United States Senate have come down from swine flu because they contracted it from some uninsured domestic. All right. Yes. You wait till half of those guys come down with the swine and they find out they got it from someone who worked in the yard or somebody that they, you know, met at a hardware store and they didn't happen to have any health insurance. And so they just went through the whole swining and they didn't get their Tamiflu, which is five bills, 500 bucks if you ain't got insurance. And so they wind up getting their asses, you know, swined. Anyway, we'll talk about that later in the program. The number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Now, before we launch into anything else, I'll mention to you that later on in the program, our guest will be Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. My understanding is this woman, not only the president of a homeowners association, not only the president of a PTO, she also now wants some airtime, to express viewpoints and positions and policies and ideas and attitudes reflective of the average everyday American woman. So we're going to be talking with her later on in the program. Not that I'm going to be giving her any airtime, but she wants her own radio show. Everybody wants a radio show now, man. All those cats that used to write for newspapers, all newspapers going belly, they want to get a radio show. Everybody that used to be in Congress and got their ass voted out, nobody wants to see hide in her hair, then they want to get a radio show. All right, so what do we got? What we got is Kanye West. That's what's going to start the show tonight. And, oh, one more thing, more undercover Acorn videos. We got that. But I want to start off with the Kanye West falderall because I got to tell you something, and I'm not putting this on. This is I don't put anything on anymore, man, other than my underwear. And some days not even that. Since I only work about two blocks from my house, I just walk down here in my briefs. That's it. Go on the air and...
You mean you're like, you come down the street on the nude?
I don't come down the street nude. I got a bathing suit on. It's summertime, remember?
Oh.
So I really honestly believe a bellwether, a milestone event occurred last night with these VMA awards. Now, it was Kanye West that you probably heard. And the reason why most people know about the story is that President Obama himself weighed in on this. He was asked a question by a reporter, and the president gave an opinion. And most people who had never heard of Kanye West were saying, who is he? And they went out and they found out. Kanye West personally apologized today to country teen star Taylor Swift after a two-day furor over his hijacking of an award speech that even drew an off-the-cuff comment from President Obama. Swift, who's 19 years of age, not 16, according to my producer who tried to play the kid card, and he's not going to get away with it. She's 19. She's an adult, Rance. Oh, man, that just takes you right off the moral high ground now, don't it? She's 19 years old, so she's a
fully developed woman.
Thank you. Kanye West, anyway, apologized, and President Obama weighed in, and he basically said that he thought that Kanye West, even though he's a brother, no, he didn't say that, but here is his comment.
Were your girls as hacked off as mine were that Kanye gave Taylor Swift the Joe Wilson treatment?
I thought that was really inappropriate. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like she's getting an award. What are you butting in? I hear you. I agree with you.
Does that count as the first question?
The young lady seems like a perfectly nice person. She's getting her award. What's he doing up there?
Why would he do that?
He's a jackass.
All right. Now, the president was responding, obviously, to this event on Sunday night where West grabbed the microphone from Taylor Swift and said that, well, you'll hear what he said. We'll play the clip for you. But it had never occurred, really, in an award show before, not to my memory. Guys have streaked award shows. People have had Indians accept their awards on their behalf. People haven't shown up to accept their awards. People have used four-letter words. People have hung from the scenery. But I don't think I ever saw somebody accept an award and somebody come up and grab the microphone and say, you know what, just a minute, you're good, but a friend of mine's better. And that's what happened. Here it is, Kanye West jumping on stage, grabs the mic from Taylor Swift as she accepts the MTV Video Music Award for Best Female Video.
Thank you so much. I always dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of these someday, but I never actually thought that would happen. I sing country music, so thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Oh, gosh. No, really? He might have been smoking
thundercrack.
Now here he is on the Leno show.
Just dealing with the fact that I hurt someone or took anything away, you know, from a talented artist or from anyone, because I only wanted to help people, you know, my entire life. I've only wanted to give and do something that I felt was right. And I immediately knew in this situation that it was wrong and it wasn't a spectacle or just, you know, it's actually someone's emotions,
right,
you know, that
sure.
I stepped on. It was very,
I understand
it was just, it was rude, period.
It certainly is, yeah.
You know, right. I'd like to be able to apologize to her in person.
Well, your wife said the same thing.
Now, here's the story. Kanye West feels that he did wrong. Other people called him a jackass. And I was thinking about this today, and I'm going to give you my honest feeling. Now, I know that Taylor Swift is a talented lady. And I say that, I take people's word for that. I don't know her music, but I'm not a country music fan. But then I'm not much of a fan of anything these days other than women. And
Man, you're going to give everything away.
I'm not giving anything. Get out of here. No, so here's what I thought when I heard about this. I thought, you know, that's kind of cool. Now, I don't agree. He sort of ambushed her, and he embarrassed her. There's no question about it. And it was a piece of lie. It was reality television. That's the very thing that actually gets a lot of people to watch. I know that there are people saying to me right now, oh, that's rude. You can't do that. You shouldn't have done that. But I have to tell you, I am so utterly dulled, you know, my sensitivity and sensibilities and my ability to actually taste food has been dulled by the television experience, the sameness of the television experience, the sameness of the presentation, you know, the sameness of the let's surprise you with something and we'll spend 6 months planning how we're going to surprise you with something. In other words, the predictability of everything, that when he did that, I was thinking, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm glad he did that. I'm glad he went up there. I'm glad he broke the mold. I'm glad he just broke the paradigm. He just came in and shot right through all of the, you know, the ornate horse hockey and just said what he said. It was a rude thing, but it I think, as I said, it was a bellwether, because I believe we have witnessed the beginning of the end for the endless award shows. Now, award shows are fun to see our favorite stars, no question. But there has to be something different about them. I think that we're all hungering for something. Look at the Academy Awards as going into the crapper, right? People are not watching the Academy Awards. Some people will say to you, well, you know, the format is wrong, or there's not enough good movies, or there should be more choices, or the people are boring, or the, you know, well, I believe that the actual model itself, the award show model, in many of the same ways, I believe that the beauty pageant, there's something broken about this, and something needs to be done. So Kanye West did for the award show, really, what Perez Hilton did for the beauty contest, because the beauty pageant, while it's a great thing to look at, we kind of almost have to put our finger down our throat when they tell us, yes, these ladies are intelligent and thoughtful, a credit to their community, and yeah, sure. thank you very much, but the bikini competition, is that tomorrow? Or, we're going to have it tonight. As a matter of fact, we're doing the little eye patch thong tonight. So, yeah, great. No, we know which side of the bread the butter's on. Don't worry about it. Thank you. So just tell me what it is that you're really doing, and don't try to shuck and jive your way through the facts of life here. You know, I mean, the lady won this great video award, and I don't know what that means. And are we giving out awards for things that don't essentially take much time? Are we giving out awards for things that are not going to be around for the next, say, in the next 100 years? You know what I mean? Can't you give an award out for a great song? Yes. Can you give an award out for a great album? Yeah, I think so. Can you give an award out for a great writer? Yeah, but now music video. See, to me, the least interesting aspect of music is the music video. I mean, unless it's a piece of live footage, you know, but even the live footage is not so live, right? And while it's interesting to see an artist perform, I'd rather see him on a stage personally. In fact, the best video of any artist that I've ever seen would be live performance video, not studio video, and not some mini movie that some auteur who is, you know, his friendship with Paris Hilton went south, and he doesn't really want to go down to Gold's Gym and hang with all those criminals, so he's trying to work his way into Hollywood somehow, and he went out with his little movie camera and he made himself a video. I don't understand. So I have to tell you, and I say this honestly, I'm sort of happy that Kanye West did what he did. I know it was rude. I know that people are angry at him. I don't think he should have to apologize more than he has. It's just, it's an award show. It doesn't mean anything in the overall. It doesn't, and the fact that this was Taylor Swift's one time that she won. You know what, Taylor? You get awards from the Country Music Association. You'll be going back to Nashville and getting awards. You'll be going to the Grand Ole Opry and getting awards. You'll be getting awards from people. I mean, you're getting an award from MTV, all right? You know that this is a part of what happens in that particular environment. And so, Kanye, I believe what you've done. I don't think you're bright enough to know this, but I believe that what you have done is you have punched not a hole, but you've created a crack in, if you'll pardon the expression, the grand dyke that is the award show and the whole MTV experience and Dick Clark in a blazer and all that jazz. All right. So that's what I think. You can certainly weigh in on that, although, you know, whatever. We do have the Acorn News. They're going to sue Fox News, and I think that's good. I don't like Acorn, but then I don't like Fox News either. Fourth videotape reveals Acorn advising a pimp prostitute in California. And wait till you hear that, because this is from someone who supposedly is an Acorn employee, and she talks to them about how she used to be a prostitute, and that Heidi Fleiss is her hero. All right, so all of that's coming up here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Also tonight and every night, if you go to www.philhenryshow.com, you can see live streaming video of our show as I'm doing it right here. So go look, see, ask yourself, is this for me? I don't know. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's better than just listening to the radio. I wish I had the computer in the car, but I don't. You can't text and drive. You sure as hell can't watch our video and drive unless you're in the back seat. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Crack.
World famous Phil Henry Show number is 877-876-PHIL. Isn't the question not so much how we behave on television, because that's performance. That's a performance, and that's something we sit down to watch to derive whatever we want to derive from it. For me, I it's escape. It's pure escape and a little bit of knowledge. I rarely watch TV, for instance, to laugh. I there's not much that I laugh at except my own jokes, which is the worst kind of manners. But I get a little bit of escape. But isn't this the question of manners, you know, and how do you behave? Now, everybody knows, without exception, that the mannered behavior of people has fallen off greatly in the last many years. Is that bad? Is that good? I'm not going to judge, because I believe that things happen for a reason. Sometimes they may be negative reasons, and sometimes they may be reasons that are perfectly legitimate, like we need this. You hear a lot of underage kids using four-letter words out in public. All right. is it driving me crazy? No, only if I can hear it and I'm sitting with my, you know, children, or I have a female with me. And I have, at times, gotten up and walked over to a table, and it's the most respectful way that I can, because I don't want to make anybody look bad, because that's the worst thing you can do. As I've said, I would wonder if you could watch your language. I'm here with my children. I'm here with my lady, and I've never had a problem. People have always, oh, you know, I'm sorry. Now, I took a lady out for dinner not too long ago. I walked into the restaurant, and I did something that I don't know where I learned it. I just learned it, you know, and I've been doing it my whole life. I walked in, and as she went to sit down, I pulled a chair out for her.
Did she fall on the floor, right?
What are you talking about?
Well, you pulled a chair out.
No, man, I didn't pull a chair out and fall on the floor. What are you talking about, man? I didn't pull it out from under her.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, why don't you shut up and let me finish?
You pull a chair out when she go to sit down, she's going to fall on the floor.
No, man, let me finish, you idiot.
I'm not an idiot. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot for not letting me say what I'm saying. As I said, this is what you do for women. Do you understand what I'm saying? When they sit down, you pull the chair out for them so they can sit down comfortably, and then you slide it in under their, I mean, under the, you know, their, underneath them, and then they sit down. Anyway, I did that. Now, the hostess that was seating us, she looked at that, and as I said to the guys off air, you might as well have thought she was witnessing Jesus turning water into wine, man. She was, oh, my God, sir. And you never see that, sir. I said, you never see what? She said, I never see men today, especially the younger guys, pull out the chair, the lady sits down, boom, boom, bing, bing. I said, well, I do that, and I don't do it because I want anybody to kiss my ass. I do it because it makes me feel like I've got a little bit of control over the situation, like I know what I'm doing, you know. And the same thing with, like, opening doors for women. Now, I know that if you think that there are women, and there are a few, and they're very political, if there are women who say, oh, we don't want to be treated that way because it's a sign of man's, of the male species dominance or control of us, those women are in such a minority that it's not even worthy to speak about. They're in such a small minority that I question their mental health. I do, honest to God. Most women, 99.99999% of the female species, love it when you do stuff like that. Now, I don't know if how many guys are listening tonight that are young guys, 20s, 30s. Believe me when I tell you, okay? You don't have to take my word for it. Just try it. And they're going to think you are Hugh Stinkin' Hefner. Even if you pull up, if you pick them up in a Mini Cooper and you're wearing your sneakers and you got a loincloth with a little fig leaf, if you pull that chair out, if you treat them like a lady, they're going to think you're something else, man. Like, they don't see that. You know, it's just they just don't see it anymore. What else do we see? Behavior in public is, in my opinion, that people's public behavior is real suspect. And if you want to talk about behavior, because I've never believed and I never will believe, and I don't care if they put me, the best waterboarder in the United States Marine Corps put me to the test, I would never, ever, ever believe and will never believe that television is the reason why we have bad manners. No, it is not. Let me repeat that. No, it is not. Any more than guns are the reason why we have violence. Any more than dirty movies are the reason why there's venereal disease. Any more than violent films are the reason why there is violent behavior. No, no, 1,000 times no. The behavior originates with the person making the decision to behave a certain way. And television doesn't tell you how to behave. And no, it doesn't even tell kids how to behave. Parents are the first line of defense. So if you want to know why, in the last 15 to 20 years, we have increasingly lost control of our behavior in public, it isn't because of television. It's because we have a eroding and, I dare I say, degrading generation of parents. We don't have parents that are worthy of holding on to a hamster, let alone a kid. You got slobs for parents, they create slobs for kids. You have some jackass with his finger shoved up his nose as a parent, guess what? Junior is going to have two knuckles up there too.
Maybe three.
Yeah, okay, bud, maybe three.
What's the point, man? Just I'm weighing in.
Yeah, okay, thank you for weighing in. If you've got a kid that uses four-letter words in public and he's 15 years old, you have parents who haven't even so much as raised a finger, haven't raised their voice above maybe just, you know, a modicum of alarm to say, don't do that. Kanye West behaves the way he behaves, but he did that on a stage. And I know the difference between a stage and real life. And what Kanye West did on the stage, I thought was entertaining. And I thought it was very much needed, to be honest with you, with all of this self-congratulatory atmosphere. Off stage, with kids and parents alike, we need somebody to straighten us out. I'll be right back with your phone calls, 877-876-PHIL. Truth is our bitch.
Phil Hendry.
Thundercrack.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And I got a story here I think ties in. It ties in with this whole behavior thing we're talking about. And again, on this show, and maybe it's difficult to understand, but in this show, everything is taken step by step. In other words, today I'm looking at Blockhead Martin on CNN. He says something that I agree with, right? He said that much of the disdain for President Obama is based on race. I agree with Blockhead, otherwise known as Roland Martin. I agree with him. But then he said, threats against the president have gone up 400% since Obama's been president. Now, where did he get that information? Because I know that the Secret Service doesn't just disseminate that information in press releases. Where did Blockhead Martin get that? I know where he got it. He got it from a friend of a friend who has a source, okay? Now, a friend of a friend who has a source is not the same thing as talking directly to the Secret Service, getting a quote, and maybe the guy doesn't want to go on the record because he doesn't want to lose his job, but that's a far cry from anecdotal, dare I say, gossipy information. So on this show, I say, Kanye West on TV doesn't bother me. I was entertained by that. I don't feel that bad for Taylor Swift, although it was embarrassing for her. But nonetheless, I think that was a necessary moment for award shows. Award shows need to be infiltrated and to be fractured, the presentation fractured and a bit. They need it. I mean, the puffed up and stuffy and increasingly dull way that these shows are presented, it needed Kanye West. Maybe it needs a little bit more of the four-letter. I don't know, but I'm glad. And I will even tell you this much. I think that Kanye West's act probably spells the end of award shows as we know them. However, that's a performance. In life, where you and I live, in grocery stores, on the street, everywhere else, there is a very, very apparent lack of manner and lack of civility and lack of social grace. And that has nothing to do with Kanye West. That has everything to do with the generation of parents that we have today who are so involved with themselves and use their children as chips off the old block so much that their kids can behave like little slobs and their parents think it's great because their kids are so expressive and are saying the things that they wish they could have. All right, let's go to Norris here in New York, in Manhattan. What's happening with Norris? Here's Norris in Manhattan on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up with the... Hold on, Norris. What's up with the call screen in there, bud?
I don't know, man. You didn't push the button good.
I pushed the button good. Don't give me that. Norris, how are you this morning in New York?
Good.
Yes, sir.
I'm very good.
Good.
And yourself?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, I believe that there is. Your point is well taken in regards to award shows. There's like a level of emotional, what we call arrested development and narcissism in regard to, well, I could even say maybe with Kanye West, because I've personally been in the field of music. I've actually been on the stage with him. So personally, I don't think he's an arrogant guy in any kind of way, but in a situation like that I believe that was not maybe the best way of doing it. Now, I also want to point out, I was very impressed with the way Beyonce, at the end of the show, called the young lady back out and gave her an opportunity to speak, if you saw that part of the show.
Oh, yeah, I did, and it was gracious, and that young lady was given her moment in the sun, and, of course, it was kind of threw it back in the face of Kanye, his compliment to Beyonce, didn't it? I guess what I'm saying, Norris, is I see it as it's a television show. And it was a marvelous moment. I suppose Kanye isn't bright enough maybe to even know what it was he was doing, but it was a marvelous moment of deconstructing the whole sort of puffed up and overblown and ego-driven aspect of award shows. At what point do we stop giving out awards? Now, I know award for a song, that's great, an award for a writing, a video. Next thing you know, we're going to be giving out awards to the guy that, I don't know, some cat that came up with a new way to cellophane wrap the CD so you can not only you can't get into it by gnawing on it, now you have to take a box cutter and split 16. You know what I'm saying? So you probably don't, and I don't blame you. But
well, I do. I think I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just saying, yeah. I've seen some videos. I'm not a big video kind of guy. But the ones
I don't know. Yeah.
That are actually, in a sense, a small movie. You know, they
I got you.
Like singing.
Yeah.
My instructors, my voice vocal coaches have always said you're painting a picture with your words. And I see that oftentimes with some of the better videos that I've seen. So,
well, you know what? It's a good point, man. I guess I can only hope that I'll tell you this. It was really entertaining to watch him do that. I can't lie and say that it wasn't. It was super entertaining, and it is a reality show in and of itself, just moments like that, because we get so tired of seeing everything so scripted and so structured. But anyway, I appreciate your call, Norris, and your point is well taken. And
will that mean you agree with him?
No. Here is Ben in Greenville, North Carolina. Ben, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What's on your mind tonight, Ben?
Hey, Phil. How are you doing this evening?
Good, thank you.
Good. I just think that, and I do love Kanye. I'm a fan of his. I just think that the fissure has turned into a crack, and I think Kanye did it for all of us. And it shows the falsity of the award ceremonies. It's a little bit of a blur on the face, and he showed it on his face. It's a little bit. It's even worse. I mean, he displayed for all of us what we know the award shows already were as listeners and fans and all of that. And I don't know. I don't exactly know how to.
Well, look, I mean, you know, we have a lot of questions. How are these things picked? Who is the cat that, you know, who votes on this jazz? Why is one, you know, I'll never forget, I sat there with my jaw hitting the floor the year that A Shakespeare in Love beat out Saving Private Ryan for Best Picture of the Year. I couldn't believe it. You know, I was stunned. Some people said to me, well, Saving Private Ryan, how can you not make a good movie when you've got $200 million to throw into it? But it didn't make any difference. You can take $200 million and you can wipe your rear end with it, man. Or you can create a reality like Steven Spielberg did. But then Shakespeare in Love. So if that is what I'm dealing with, then I have every right to suspect that the process is corrupt and that the process is not to be respected. And so why should I even care? And so I watch those award shows to see guys like Kanye West give us a little bit more of do for us what we won't do for ourselves or can't, and that is stick a finger in the eye of the whole process. Yeah. Thank you very much, Ben, for your call. Here is a story that I told you I think is relative to all of what we're talking about because, you know, I it's difficult to follow. I hope it isn't, but it's difficult to follow me when I say we have less of a mannered society when it comes to social etiquette than we've ever had before, and yet I don't fault Kanye West. I was entertained by what he did. It's because I separate TV from what I'm living with, right? I would rather see a million guys on TV like Kanye West stand up and say these unacceptable things than have to live in a world where little kids are running around shouting four-letter words, where slobs are wearing hats in restaurants, you know? You remember The Sopranos where, I think it's one of the, you know the one, Bud?
Oh, that was so bitching when you told that guy, take your hat off and everything.
Yeah, Bud and I were watching The Sopranos one night, and Tony is there with his wife, maybe he's with somebody, and he sees a guy, he's at a very nice Italian restaurant in New York, it's very nice, very, very nice joint, and some guy's in there with his baseball cap on. And for whatever reason, Tony's mood, as it often did on the show, it got very dark and very foul. And he walked over to the guy and basically threatened the guy's life if he didn't take his baseball cap off. He didn't like seeing a guy with a hat on in a restaurant. I don't like seeing it. I'm not going to walk over and tell somebody to take their hat off. But to me, and it's just me, I know, and I can't explain it, I'd rather see the guy with his hat off. Take your hat off, man, you know. You know how they play the national anthem before the ball game? I take my hat off. I don't know why I was taught to do that, and I don't mind doing it. And it bothers me when people don't. You don't have to have your hand over your heart. You don't have to sing the song. But at least take your hat off, man. Just something to acknowledge that this is a moment where you're not thinking about yourself. You know, we're not thinking about ourselves. Morning, noon, and night, twice on Sunday. What's the main topic of discussion? Me! What am I going to do? And how am I going to handle this? And my kids, my job, my this, my that, my penis, my sex life. And for two stinking minutes, we don't think about me. You know, we look, oh, look at that. There's a flag. And, oh, yeah, it's a country. I forgot. I live in a, geez, look at all these people. I didn't even notice that was a ball. I knew I went to the ball game. You mean there's other people who go to ball games, too? Oh, yeah. About 55,000. Well, okay. So the national anthem, you take your hat off. Boom. That's all. You don't even have to sing it.
You sing it?
Yeah, I do.
You know, you're kidding me.
What? How do you sing it? What do you mean, how do I sing it?
What do you sing?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, you don't sing God Bless America?
No, I don't sing God Bless America if they ain't playing God Bless America. If they're playing God Bless America, then I'll sing that.
Oh, okay. I don't know which one they play.
I've seen a game they played Old Canada one time, but that probably was in Canada, right?
Yeah, that would be in Canada, Robert. Yeah, where they sing Old Canada. Oh, wow.
What?
What do you mean, Old Canada?
Old Canada.
Yeah, that would be in Canada where they sing O Canada. Here, they sing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Don't sing All America or anything like that.
You guys are starting to really get on my nerves.
Sorry.
All right, now listen to this. This is what I'm talking about. And this is some of this enabling behavior. You know, the behavior enabled by the adults who want to make their big political point by using their kids. This is what I was talking about last week when we talked about what I think is a disrespectful, sign. By claiming that the president of the United States is going to brainwash your children into some kind of nefarious Orwellian kid core, and so you don't want your children to go listen to the president, or you think you have to sit with them while they're listening to the president as if they're watching a pornographic film. I think it's a disgrace. I don't believe it, and I believe that parents who did that, those parents who did that, had no interest in the well-being of their children. I think they had interest only in making a political point. I think a lot of them got buffaloed into it by other parents. And so they all felt really warm and fuzzy doing it together. Now, here's a story from Trenton, New Jersey. Three teenagers. Now, if you think I'm a bleeding heart liberal, listen to this. Three teenagers who say they were tossed from a New Jersey ballpark over their refusal to stand during the song God Bless America are suing the minor league Newark Bears. The boys argued that their constitutional rights were violated when they were asked to leave Newark Bears and Eagles Riverfront Stadium on June 29th by Bears president and co-owner Thomas Settner. Settner acknowledged the boys were asked to leave, but declined to say why. He also was denied making some statements attributed to him in the lawsuit. The boys, they were Milburn High seniors, one of them named Bryce Gady and another one named Nakumar Patel, both 17, and junior Sean Muhammad Khan, age 16, sued in federal court on Friday seeking unspecified damages. According to the lawsuit, the boys were seated behind home plate when the song began playing. Once it ended, they say Centaur approached them yelling, "Nobody sits during the singing of God Bless America in my stadium," the lawsuit quotes Centaur saying. "Now get the bleep out of here." Centaur or Setnar, whatever this guy's, denied saying that. Never did that ever happen, he says. I never said that. Setnar said he hasn't seen the lawsuit but called the boys' account a huge fabrication. The boys are represented by Bryce Gady's father, Ross, who said the boys were protesting the song and no one asked them to stand. Oh, he said the boys weren't protesting the song and no one asked them to stand. The boys weren't trying to make any political statement. They just didn't get up, he said. No one gave them an ultimatum. The song was sung. It was finished. Then they were thrown out. All right. You got the owner of the Newark Bears going nuts. You got the father filing a lawsuit on behalf of the kids, which I don't believe in. As you've listened to the show, I don't see where minors, that is, underage minors, have the same rights, per se, as adults. I just don't see it. I know the courts have ruled in the favor of minors in some situations, but I don't see the consistency there, but I'm not willing to argue the point here. And then they're the kids, and they didn't stand up. Now, I suppose the court has said that's a constitutional right. I would never, ever, ever demand that people stand up for the national anthem in a ballpark that I owned. I would hope that they would. I would encourage it. I might go on the PA and say, "Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and I'd like you all to stand for the national anthem," or "I will take all of your names." Yeah, I might do something, you know, but I would never demand it. However, what I'm talking about here are the three kids. They're 15, 16, and 17. Excuse me, they're 16, and two boys are 17. They're underage. They're at a ballpark, and they're hearing one of the most beloved songs in our country's fine repertoire of praiseworthy and, you know, monumental works that bespeak our love of our land, right? God Bless America. God Bless America. You know that one. Then the other one is America the Beautiful. Another one. And why people can't get up off their fat ass to stand for that song for 2 minutes, to me, is a sign not of the kids. It's a sign of, well, here we have the name of one of them, Ross Gady. Yeah, I'll bet he is. And he is standing there and saying, well, not only is my kid a punk and a bum and a slob with no manners because he didn't stand up, but I'm going to sue on his behalf so he can continue to be the slob that he is. Now, the father says that there was absolutely no intention to disrespect the song, that these kids weren't asked to stand. Well, I would say to you that they were never taught how to stand for a, you know, beloved anthem of our country. And in point of fact, that Ross probably never took the time to teach his kid because he's too busy thumbing it or whatever he does for a living.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, like I said, thumbing it. So now we're going to sue. And what is he suing for? He's suing for the following. He's suing because some cat said to them, "I'd like you to stand up and sing the national anthem. If not, get out of the ballpark," okay? Now, it is a private building, I think, or at least it's a privately sponsored event. And I suppose you can have anybody you want in there if you want them there, and nobody in there if you don't want the people there. And I suppose you can go up to people and say, "You know what? Get out. I don't like your face. Get out of here." Well, what did I do? I don't like you. Get out of here. I suppose it can't be based on race. It can't be based on religion. There are certain civil rights and public accommodation laws. But nonetheless, behavior has always been looked upon as a legitimate reason to eject someone from a private establishment. But in this case, even if this guy was wrong, I'm looking at these three kids and I'm saying, since when do we not stand up for our anthems? Now, you don't have to, and I don't think it should be a law, just as I don't think it should be a constitutional amendment to protect the American flag. I hate seeing a flag burned, but I can't, in all conscience, consider a constitutional amendment to ban that. And I couldn't, in all conscience, consider a constitutional amendment or a law to say you got to stand up. I'm talking about just teaching kids how to behave publicly in a way that shows some class. That's all. Because you know what happens when you teach a kid that? You teach them that there are different ways of behaving in different situations, that in some situations you can be classy and dignified, and it might actually win you some friends, whereas in other situations you don't need to do that. In other words, you teach kids to see the world around them and to respond in a way that is going to enable them to move through life a lot smoother than having to do battle with people because they don't pay attention to people, don't care about people, and basically want everybody to look at them and not the other way around. All right, we'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. So that's my teaching moment? That's my Oprah moment or something, man. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, a sports column about the Dugard kidnapping purportedly causes outrage. Purportedly. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Earlier in the hour, I mentioned Roland Martin of CNN. He said that threats against President Obama have gone up 400% since Bush. Now, I question that, see, because I say, just because I agree with a guy doesn't mean I got to agree with everything he says. He said that he believed that much of the reaction against Obama was based on race. I agree with that. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean, blockhead, you get to slip something by me like 400% uptick in threats against the president since Bush. Your source is non-existent, blockhead. And I'll prove it to you guys next hour. But first, let's go to a phone call here in Houston. We have Rob. Rob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight, Rob?
Hey, Phil, how you doing? Hey,
good, thanks.
If you can get some R.C. Collins and Rod Fineen in there, it'd be nice in the future. I love all that old stuff. But anyway, I want to talk to you about Kanye, and then hopefully I can get some in on Obama. But real quick on Kanye, I mean, if Taylor Swift's daddy was there in the audience, the scene would have been complete if he jumped up on the stage and shoved said astronaut up said Tookus and did a little colonoscopy on him right there in front of everybody. That would have been perfect. But anyway, mm-hmm. I want to go just maybe get you to comment some on Obama. First of all, these people, they keep saying the black president. Well, to me, he's mulatto. I mean, what, did his mom never had him? She's totally out of the picture. And every time they say black president, to me, that's...
So you notice you notice mulattoes every... So you see mulattoes... When you see a mulatto, you see a mulatto. Is that
no,
it?
No. When I see people, I see people. But what I'm saying,
what do you mean mulatto?
Right now,
I don't understand. What do you mean by mulatto?
Mulatto is mixed breed. I'm from the place.
I know what a mulatto is, but how is it that you notice he's one, but you don't notice other people being mulatto?
I don't want to notice it, but if they're going to forget one, they might as well bring it up. Let me just say one thing.
Well, what do you mean you don't notice it? Why'd you bring it up?
Well,
go ahead.
If they're going to say he's the first black. No, he's mixed breed, and they can't forget the white part of his blood, because when he screws up, they're going to say, oh, he was half white. But anyway, let me finish this, and then you can go on and do whatever.
Brother.
I love you. I just want to say this. These people, every time they say black president, and all these people on CNN, race, I'm telling you what they're doing. I used to be a racist. I was raised as a racist because my family...
All right, dude, I got to go. Okay. I got to go, man. I got to go. Thank you. Phil Hendry.